His eyes were dark brown and lined at the corners with hooded lids. Yet he was still what one would describe as handsome, or had been at one time. "This is very extensive and invasive surgery, Mr. Smith."
"I'm aware of that.
When do you want to begin?"
"After this meeting."
Manuel continued making his own notes. It was just after 10 o'clock in the morning. "I also want it all done in one session."
"Oh, that will be impossible. The liposuction alone will take considerable time, and it will be painful. May I suggest we start with the less invasive surgery and then judge how soon you would be fit enough to begin everything else?"
"No, I want everything done as soon as possible. I've brought with me the required amount of fentanyl in preference to any other anesthetic. Are you familiar with it?"
Manuel replied, "I'm aware of the use of fentanyl for emergency surgery and that it is now quite commonly used in many hospitals as a fast means of pain blockage. I know how quickly it leaves the system, but it's a very potent opiate that can create respiratory depression if oversubscribed."
"I will determine how much I need."
"That is a great risk, Mr. Smith, and one I am not prepared to take. You will require a general anesthetic, but it is up to you if you wish to use the fentanyl as a means of pain relief."
Manuel hoped his request for a general anesthetic would make his client change his mind.
It didn't.
Manuel leaned over to a pocket built into the side of the chair.
"I will need to call my assistant," he said.
Mr. Smith noticed for the first time that Manuel was sitting in a wheelchair, and it freaked him.
"Is that a wheelchair?"
Manuel gave a strange half-smile.
"Does it worry you? I do not operate with my feet, but..."